called Oisin was hunting for food with the warrior group called the Fianna. As they were hunting, they noticed a beautiful very welcome to My Celtic Corner, where each episode I'll bring you to a faraway land called Ireland. We'll hear about incredible Irish myths and legends, beautiful musical instruments, traditional Irish songs, and maybe even learn some of the Irish language too. Today we're going to hear about the story of Tír na n-Óg, an instrument called the fiddle, and sing a song about love called Siúlóireann. So have your ears at the ready while I tell you a story from the island of Ireland. Many years ago, a man called Oisin was hunting for food with the warrior group called the Fianna. As they were hunting, they noticed a beautiful girl coming towards them through the morning mist. She rode the finest white horse that was ever seen in Ireland. On her head, she wore a crown of gold, and a robe of the finest silk hung from her shoulders. Never had the Fianna seen such a beautiful lady. Her name was Princess Niamh, and she travelled far from the land of Tír na n-Óg. This was a magical land far out beyond the Western Sea where no one ever grew old. It was a land where the sun never sets and the rain never fell. It was the land of eternal happiness. While Princess Niamh was in Ireland, she listened to the songs and poems of Oisin, and soon she fell in love with him, and he with her. Oisin said goodbye to his friends and family as he set off for Tír na n-Óg with Princess Niamh, where they were due to be married. Before long, the great white horse was carrying them off to the west of Ireland, and with just a few galloping strides, they reached the coast of Connemara. The horse galloped over the tops of the waves and off out to sea to Tír na n-Óg. When they arrived to Tír na n-Óg, Oisin gazed at all the beautiful, youthful people who were all dressed just like Princess Niamh had been the first time he saw her. Oisin and Princess Niamh got married, and the king and queen of Tír na n-Óg welcomed Oisin into their family. The wedding feast was the finest ever seen, and the people of Tír na n-Óg were so happy for the newlywed couple. Oisin spent his days telling the people of Tír na n-Óg stories from Ireland, reciting his poems and singing the songs of his homeland. A year had passed and Oisin longed to visit home, so he asked Niamh if he could go back, and she said yes, but warned him not to set foot on Irish soil. If he were to put even one toe on the ground of Ireland, he would never be able to return to Tír na n-Óg. Princess Niamh waved goodbye to Oisin as the great white horse took him back to Ireland. Before long, Oisin was back in his homeland, but he didn't recognise it. It looked different and the people had changed. Oisin asked someone where his family and the Fianna were, but they told him that they had all passed away many hundreds of years ago. Oisin was astonished, but realised that one day in Tír na n-Óg was the same as one year in Ireland, so he had been gone for over 300 years. This made Oisin sad, but he decided that he wanted to go back to his new home of Tír na n-Óg and back to his beloved princess, Niamh. On his way home, a group of men were having trouble moving some stones, and they asked strong and youthful Oisin for some help. He agreed and tried to pick up the stone while still sitting on the saddle of his great white horse. Just as he picked up the stone, the saddle strap suddenly snapped and Oisin fell off the horse and onto the ground. As soon as Oisin touched the Irish soil, he transformed from the young handsome man he was in Tír na n-Óg to the old man he truly was in the land of Ireland. The great white horse fled back to Tír na n-Óg, and Oisin spent the rest of his days in Ireland, writing songs and poems about his dearly missed Princess Niamh. Although sadly Oisin and Princess Niamh had to live the rest of their lives in separate lands, their love for each other remained strong. In Ireland, we like to use proverbs when talking about love or giving advice. We call these proverbs seanachal. One seanachal that I like is Capall an saol an grá, which means love makes the world go round. I think this is absolutely true, and it's all types of love that make the world go round, like the love that Oisin and Princess Niamh had for each other, the love between two best friends, the love you might have for your dog or your cat, and the love that we have for our family. All these types of love keep the world spinning. So you might say the Shanachal along with me. I'll say it slowly first. Kapal, an, tsail, an, gra. Kapal on tsail on gra. Very good. Let's try it again one more time. I'll start slow. Kapal, an, tsail, an, gra. Kapal on tsail on gra. Brilliant work. You might already be familiar with a string instrument called the violin. It's very popular around the world and can usually be seen up close to the conductor when part of an orchestra. In Ireland, when traditional Irish music is played on a violin, we change the name of it to a fiddle. The fiddle became a popular instrument to play in Ireland in the 19th century, as it was easy to learn, not too expensive to buy, and easy to transport. You might be asking, how can you tell the difference between classical music and traditional Irish music being played on a fiddle? Well, there are lots of distinctive characteristics of Irish music that make it distinguishable from other genres, such as ornamentation. Ornamentation is when you change the rhythm or add extra notes to a note or a phrase of music. It basically means that the player can put their own stamp on the music as they play. Quite often, you'll hear the fiddle being played in Irish dance music. Take a listen to this example. Wasn't that just beautiful? It really makes you want to get up and dance, don't you think? There are many traditional Irish songs about love, and one song that I really like tells of a love story between two people, much like Oisín and Niamh of Tírna n Óg, which I told you about earlier. It's called Shu La Rún. It tells the story of a woman whose love has gone to war and how she misses him dearly. The chorus is sung in Irish, but the verses are in English, so it's a fun one to sing along to. I'll speak the chorus first, and then I'll explain what it means. Shúil, shúil, shúil a rún. Shúil go sucar agus shúil go cún. Shúil go duras agus é lí lum. Is go dé tú ma vór nín slán. This is a well wish towards her love as he goes to war, and it means, go, 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 my love. Go quietly and go peacefully. Go to the door and fly with me, and may you go safely, my darling. There's also an Irish phrase that repeats throughout the song. Is go dé tú ma vór nín slán, which means, and may you go safely, my darling. I'll say it again slowly. Is go dé tú ma vór nín slán. Is go dé tú ma vór nín slán. Brilliant. Let's say it again just to make sure we've got it right. Isca de tu ma vor nin slan. Isca de tu ma vor nin slan. I'll sing the chorus once for you, and when I sing the whole song, you can also join me on the choruses. Okay, off I go. Shúil, shúil, shúil a rún. Shúil go sucair agus shúil go cún. Shúil go duras agus é lí lum. Is go dé tú ma vór nín slán. Doesn't it have a lovely melody? I'll sing the chorus again and you can try singing along. Shúil, shúil, shúil a rún. Shúil go sucair agus shúil go cún. Shúil go duras agus é lí lum. Is go dé tú ma vór nín slán. Wonderful. Okay, let's put it all together. I'll sing the verses and you can join me on the choruses. And if you can't remember the words, don't worry, you can just hum. Let's go. I wish I was on yonder hill. 'Tis there I'd sit and cry my fill, and every tear would turn a mill. Iske day to my vornin schlon. Shul, shul, shul arun. Shulga sakiraga shulga kun. Shulga dursaga salilum. Iske day to my vornin schlon. I'll sell my rock, I'll sell my reel, I'll sell my only spinning wheel, to buy my love a sword of steel. Iske day to my vornin schlon. Shul, shul, shul arun. Shulga sakir aga shulga kun. Shulga durs aga salilum. Shulga durs aga salilum. Fantastic. That was great fun, wasn't it? Thank you for singing along with me. Today we learned all about the story of Tírna n-Óg, the Irish fiddle, and how to sing Shul Aroon. Fantastic work! I'm so glad you could listen and sing along with me. Thank you so much for being a part of my Celtic Corner. Gurv Míle Mahagwiv agus Salán Gafol. Abby's Celtic Corner is a production of the International Children's Arts Network. You can learn more at icanradio.org. Special thanks to producer Sarah Swinkless, production assistance provided by Stephen Joynson and Kevin Wims. This episode featured the fiddle, played by Cosheen Nick on Vaha. The executive producer is Suzanne Nance, and I'm your host, Abby Malloy.
This is the International Dance Hour. Today you're going to hear songs from Italy, Cuba, Brazil, South Africa, and this song from the Congo. You'll notice that the lyrics are in Spanish, and it's called Boom Boom Tarara.